Charlotte is here tomorrow from Saturday, from midday through until 5 p.m. with Music 101. And actually, it's become a bit of a tradition on a Friday afternoon for us to look through the Knitter Critter mailbag. And we're actually looking at some that have just arrived right now. Do you know what these are called?
Again, I'm completely impressed. I cannot believe that someone's made these. Peripatus? Peripatus?
Peripatus.
Oh, gosh, that really shows my reading skills. In my words, it's a velvet worm.
Yeah.
And whoever's made these velvet worms, there's two of them in two different colours with little baby velvet worms too. And they've actually chosen this wool that is completely velvety feeling.
Yeah.
They're very clever.
Awesome. And as I said earlier, still almost a month to go in our Knitter Critter competition. We are going to get far more than we expected, and we'll make a little gallery of the best ones once the deadline has closed. What else is going on? New Music Day?
New Music Day. Friday is the day that all the new music is released, and we've got new music today from Fly My Pretties. They're suddenly, for the first time ever, going into a studio to record music. Celine Dion's got a new single out. I don't remember the last time Celine Dion released a single, but it's really poppy. Like, if you listen to it, it sort of sounds like a Taylor Swift song or something. Mm. I'm not going to play that today. Also, the Pixies have got new music out. Wilco, Metronomy, the Pitch Black.
Oh, by the way, what do you think of the Tiny Ruins?
I love
Jan Clough, Wilco. Are you a Wilco fan?
Yes, I was. I was more of a Wilco fan in the old days, to be honest. But Jan Clough is amazing. You should definitely investigate her music.
We talked, I'm not sure if it was it you we were talking about music documentaries with or someone else.
Mm.
Can't remember.
Anyway, I love them, yeah.
The Wilco documentary apparently is really good.
He is a very interesting, Jeff Tweedy. I've met him and interviewed him a couple of times. He's a very interesting man. He's been through a lot in his life and genuinely very nice when you meet him, like really interested in you and, yeah. But he's had a rough ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, his new book is good as well.
Sorry, I interrupted you. Drake, Metronomy, the Pixies.
I know. I can't believe the Pixies have got a new album out. And it's really listenable. There's some really loud tracks on it. But, yeah, the one that I'm going to play on Music 101 tomorrow is really nice. It's like Doolittle vibes, you know, really nice guitar music.
I get mixed up. You're going to laugh at me. I get mixed up between Kim Deal and Kim Gordon. Those are two different
That's really
people,
easy.
Aren't they?
Yeah, it's very easy to
and
get mixed up.
And which is which?
So Kim Deal is in The Breeders.
Right.
Kim Gordon, have I got this right? I'm suddenly second-guessing myself because I'm talking on the radio.
Because one of them just released a solo single like about a week ago, quite a noisy solo
single. So that's
Kim
Gordon. She is from Sonic Youth.
Uh-huh, okay.
And you would get them mixed up because there's not many Kims probably in the world, female musicians from that 90s grunge era. It was very, very, there weren't that many. They're both incredible musicians. Yeah, and Kim Gordon's new album from Sonic Youth, hers is quite cool as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pixies. Have you heard, I asked that Liam Gallagher track because I thought we might play it, but it's quite noisy. I decided not to in the end.
Yeah, I decided not to play it for you either because it was quite noisy. But he's coming to New Zealand, so I thought I'll give that a listen over the weekend.
Yeah. Was that a big album for you? The
Oasis.
Yeah, What's the Story, Morning
Absolutely.
Glory?
Absolutely. In fact, I named my old radio show Morning Glory. Not really inspired by that, but that was my first CD potentially ever.
I remember, you know, that album. That was a case of someone actually handing me a pair of headphones and saying, listen to this.
I know.
You know, there was such a big impact.
I know. Yeah, Liam Gallagher, the brothers still argue like anything.
Mm.
And, Liam Gallagher's coming back next year. Or is it Noel? One of them's coming next year to Auckland.
Yeah.
But Bob Dylan has a new song out, and that is the song that I've chosen to play for you because it's not new Bob Dylan. It's remastered sort of, it's this old session that got completely lost. It was recorded in 1969 in Nashville with Johnny Cash. And just imagine listening to a session with Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. So they're finally releasing this sort of remastered new session. It's going to be a 3-CD box set, so obviously lots and lots of songs. This one has just been released today to us, and I just love it. It's called Travelin' Through, 1967 to 1969, the bootleg series. That's the name of the album. But this song is called Tell Me That Isn't True. It's Bob Dylan.
This say that you're planning to put me on down. All I'm asking of you, tell me that it isn't true. They say that you've been seen with some other man, that he's tall, dark, and handsome, and you're holding his hand. Darling, I'm begging of you, tell me that it isn't true. Holding you tight, it hurts me all over, it doesn't seem right. All of these awful things that I have heard, I don't want to believe them, all I want is your word. So darling, I'm counting on you, tell me that it is true.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's new from Bob Dylan, although it was recorded in 1969 in a session he did with Johnny Cash. It's been released on November the 1st on CD form, but yeah, that's on Spotify and all streaming platforms today.
Was Johnny Cash in that track somewhere?
I thought it might have been him right at the start, to be honest, but I'm going to have to do some more hard listening. Or when the album comes out, I'll be able to read the liner notes and tell you exactly.
Okay.
Isn't it nice?
Just picking up the thread on asparagus. Boyd's asparagus in Hotapu, Cambridge, is apparently the one I was trying to think of. Pepper and salt and oil on a hot barbecue plate is the way to eat it, says someone else. Jesse says, Graham and Whangarei, asparagus always reminds me of Somerset Maugham's delightful short story, The Luncheon, introduced to us as third formers by a wonderful English teacher. Essential reading for asparagus lovers, do you know it?
No.
Okay.
Try
horseradish sauce instead of mayonnaise in those asparagus rolls. Next level, reckons Tan from Wellington. Actually, very hard to get a good horseradish sauce in New Zealand.
I just bought one.
Did you?
Mandy's horseradish.
Really?
Have you heard that? It's it used to be grown in Christchurch, actually. Friend of a friend, or that's how I heard of it.
Yeah.
And it is, you can get it at Faro or those sort of specialty supermarkets.
I remember in London you used to actually be able to get the horseradish yourself and just grate it onto things. I've never seen that in New Zealand.
I thought that horseradish could be my multi-million dollar idea.
Yeah.
Once I heard of this lady and Mandy's horseradish, I thought maybe I could do it.
Yes.
But apparently it's very messy and dirty. And they're not very pretty bulb. You know, you get really gross hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing holding you back from your million-dollar idea is you don't want dirty hands.
No, that's...
I don't know if that's the entrepreneurial attitude.
No, it's probably not. It was a lot of work for a very little, tiny bit of...
Not much yield, I think, is the business term.
Yes, totally.
There was a Laneway Festival. I'm talking to Charlotte Ryan, by the way. She's the host of Music 101. There was a Laneway Festival announcement this week.
Yeah, so Laneway is a really... fun festival at the end of January in Auckland. It's only in Auckland and it's a boutique festival, so only about 5,000 people go, 5,000 to 8,000. So it's nothing like Big Day Out or Auckland City Limits. And it's all, Laneway Festival's all about discovering the next big thing, I guess. So the first year, Florence and the Machine played, and no one really knew who she was, but then of course she's blown up so much since then. And they've just announced the lineup for this coming Auckland anniversary Laneway Festival. And the lineup, there are a few familiar names. It is very youth orientated, a lot of people have commented. But a band called The 1975, a big pop artist at the moment called Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I've interviewed her.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
It's a good interview. Was she interesting? Do you remember?
She's the one who wrote a lot of really big hits.
Yes.
Before she became... She wrote that one. I crashed my car into the summer.
I think she might be.
I don't care. I love it.
Or is that BB Rexha? No.
Don't know.
Anyway, we'll get the texters telling us very soon.
Up, yeah.
That was great singing, GC.
Thanks.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Have you heard of them? They're super cool. Terrible tongue twister name. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. If you like that awesome psychedelic loud guitar. Also, Julia Jacklin, Soaked Oats, Mermaidens, Benny. The lineup will be cool. The best thing about Laneway Festival, though, and this is such a big call because the music is so important, but the best thing is it's held in Albert Park. And Albert Park in Auckland is just beside the Auckland Art Gallery. It's the most gorgeous park with big Mongolia trees, magnolia trees and everything.
Quite exotic trees up there. Yeah, they're not natives, but they're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Sort of root systems.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had my wedding photos taken up there.
Yeah. And so a music festival there is amazing. Did you get it right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good work.
I Love It is a song by Swedish DJ duo Icona Pop featuring vocals from British recording artist Charlie XCX, and the songwriter's list is Charlotte Aitchison, who I presume is Charlie XCX.
Well, she is massive right now. She's like potentially going to be the next big pop star. So if you want to see her, I think this will sell out very, very quickly.
Love Julia Jacklin.
Same. I love Julia Jacklin. And there's a new artist who I've just discovered called Stella Donnelly who's coming. She's Australian and I want to play her for you now because, yeah, if you like Julia Jacklin, if you like Lucy Dacus, you might like her too. I don't know too much about her, and even doing a bit of research, she's one of those new artists that will blow up. So let's have a listen. Anyway.
Yeah, can I say, I had a little audition, which is an industry term, meaning I had a listen to it, and I loved it from the first bar.
The Stella Donnelly album.
Great choice. Oh. No, the song that you're about to play.
Oh, yeah, I'm a really big fan. So I think I'll go to Laneway just to see her and... yeah, some of the local bands, and everyone, of course.
Okay.
But this is Stella Donnelly, a track called Old Man.